Humor and Dialect by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Full and Witty Seasons. Seems like folks is mighty curious in de way de thinks and acts. Dey just spends de days a-mixin' up de things in almanacs. Now I mind my next-door neighbor, he a mighty likely man, but he never thinks of nothin' except just a plot and plan. All the winter he was plannin' how he'd get that sassafras just as soon as ever springtime put some greenness in the grass, and he 'lowed a little sooner he could stand a cooler breeze so's to make a little money from the sugar water trees. In the summer he'd be wearin' out the linin' of his soul, tryin' to calculate and fashion how he'd get his winter coal, and I believe he got his judgment just so tuckered out and thinned that he thought a robin's whistle was the whistle of the wind. Why won't folks give up their plannin' and just be content to know that he's gettin' all that's fed 'em in the days that come and go? Why won't folks quit movin' forward? Ain't it better just to stand and be satisfied with livin' in the seasons that's at hand? It's enough for me to listen when the birds is singin' round out a guessin' what'll happen when the snow's on the ground. In the springtime and the summer, I lays sore on the chef, and I knows old Mr. Winter gwine to hustle for hisself. We've been put here for a purpose, but the question that is riz and made lots of people differ is just what that purpose is. Now, according to my reasoning, here's the point where I's arrive. Since the Lord put life into us, we was put here for to live. The end of Foolin' with the Seasons by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit to Go on the Web at fcit.usf.edu.